This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for a little justice in the health department. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. He practices cardiology and the preventative cardiology that he likes to talk about. You can reach him and maybe get a telemedical connection at 352-735-1400. Away we go in this hour of our Good Day Health program, continuing our focus on COVID, which seems appropriate, although, as I've said, the last couple of sessions we've had, I'm trying to steer us away from having it all COVID all the time. But let's get started, Ken, with the research that you've done. For those of you who may be new to the program, what Ken does, each week he takes, as time allows, at his practice, all of the medical journals and goes through them to see what information is in there that he can cull to relate to you and explain what its meaning is, what its relationship might be with you and your health. And nothing, well, I shouldn't say nothing, but a lot of people are concerned about their eyesight as they get older. I see something in here about protection. Wearing eyeglasses protects you against the COVID bug. How would that work?
Right. Well, this is actually a Chinese study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they noticed that in their inpatient population, that a very small fraction of the patients who were admitted with severe COVID really needed glasses for seeing. And the thought is that there may be some protection among those who wear eyeglasses all the time. And how you probably explain this is that people who wear eyeglasses, they do keep their hands out of their eyes, unlike the rest of us who don't. And there also might be a little bit of protection because this is an airborne virus in that manner. Well, it's not a huge difference, so I'm not recommending that we all suddenly start wearing eyeglasses if we don't, but it is an interesting observation. So if you wear eyeglasses, don't stop.
Don't stop wearing glasses. You know, when I was thinking about travel, I did travel to the West Coast just once.
What
since
a brave man.
Started. I bought those goggles. I had my regular mask. Then I had one of those plastic shield things. And because you and Jack had been talking about how important it was to cover the eyes, because a lot of the stuff apparently gets through the eyes, not the eyelids, but the, what is that called around the eyes? What's that material?
Sclera.
Yeah, right. It gets through there. That's apparently a real open gateway for stuff like this. So, and by the way, as a Chinese study, do we give it any credibility, actually?
That's a good question. This kind of study, we can give it a little bit. There are areas where you might wonder.
Yeah, that's exactly why I asked
the question. But this is one where I don't know why. Let's not get into Chinese government propaganda.
No, we won't get into government.
That's an area that we probably don't want to get near, but this is one where I don't think that they have any interest in.
I am happy to take shots at the Chinese government whenever I can, because they're responsible for this whole thing to begin with. But, you know, that's not the purpose of us being here. So, on to the next item that you've studied, again having to do with COVID, and this is a focus on elevated blood clotting. What does all of this mean?
Well, this is where this COVID-19 is a unique virus. And the problem with this so-called respiratory virus is what we think of COVID normally most coronaviruses and flu viruses and cold viruses, they're respiratory viruses. They cause respiratory problems. They may get you real bad if you get a lung infection and pneumonia. What is unique about this COVID-19, which makes us wonder a lot about its origins and what is so different, is that it has a severe effect on the clotting system of the body.
How does that work? Let's explain a little, because you and I were talking about that, how my blood clots. You know, I had all the needles and stuff stuck in me, and when you take them out after I've given blood or whatever, my veins heal up immediately. And I think that was part of the question. For those who don't know, a couple of weeks ago I had a TIA, and Ken and I talked a lot about it on the air and precautions being taken, et cetera, excuse me, et cetera. And one of the things you did was put me on a blood thinner, and so I wondered whether that would affect blood clotting like this, or is it, we're talking about different types of blood clotting. You don't want your blood to clot if it's going into your brain, right? Or any, if you have clots in your leg, they can go to your heart, right? Those things, that
right.
kind of stuff.
The body is in miraculous balance between keeping the blood thin and keeping the blood thick and clotting. And this balance comes from two different systems. The body's very smart. It has backup, because if you do cut yourself, you don't want a hemorrhage. You don't want to bleed to death. You want the blood to clot, to stop the hole and plug things up and prevent you from bleeding to death. That's not a good thing. So in our body, we have two separate systems which can go and plug up the holes, clot the blood, and make sure you don't bleed to death. And if one doesn't work, the backup is there. There's one system in the liver which creates proteins which weave a clot. And it takes a number of processes for these proteins. One activates the next, so they can't easily get activated unless there's some stimulus. And then it's a cascade. One protein stimulates the next protein, and they work themselves down from top to bottom, and then a clot is woven from these proteins. The other system is from a blood type in your marrow. It circulates in your circulation called platelets. You've got red cells, white cells, and platelets. That simplifies the types of blood cells you have floating around produced in your marrow, in your circulation. And if you don't have enough platelets, your blood won't clot either. And that's how aspirin thins the blood. It renders the platelets functionally less able to produce a clot. I know you've given up your HIPAA, Doug. You don't mind if I talk about your drugs. And you're on a drug that will also interfere with platelet function.
It will or will not? I'm
it
sorry.
It will. You're on one that will. And
that's good or bad?
Well, it's good if you've had a TIA, which was due to a clot. You don't want to produce more and you have a big clot that doesn't go away and create a stroke. Mm-hmm. So that's why
so I couldn't have somebody take my blood and get platelets to use for something else, or could I use my own platelets to enhance something, like if I wanted to take some blood and have it, whatever they do to it, and stick it in my knee because I have a sore knee, to make it better, to have it heal up?
Well, it would depend. Your platelets would not be ones that you'd want to give to others, because we're purposely decreasing, unless somebody needs it. but I doubt they would. This is all hypothetical. But not all the time, but when you think of blood transfusions, you're thinking about packed red blood cells. Certainly mm-hmm. we do transfuse other types of cells, and now we're even transfusing antibodies from people who have had COVID-19 to help the next person get out of the hospital sooner. So we do selectively transfuse things, but in your situation, because we're trying to decrease the function of your platelets a bit so that your blood is a little bit on the thin side, has a less tendency to clot. We don't want you to have a big stroke, so that would be an area of the body that would stay with you.
You know what's so amazing about this, and maybe we talk more about it in a few minutes, how Mother Nature works, or God, or whatever, whoever you think is in charge of creation, for all of the intricacies that you as a doctor learn about, and we, if we have a problem, learn about how our body functions. It's nothing short of amazing. Prompted by fear and anxiety about a new disease and uncertainty about what could happen, COVID may have more Americans interested in life insurance than has been the case. Here's Andy Solomon to explain.
September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and Prudential Financial wants to bring attention to the importance of protecting yourself and your family. Celine Hitchcock-Gear, president of Prudential Individual Life Insurance, shares more.
In these uncertain times, Prudential's recent financial wellness census shows that nearly half of Americans are worried about their financial future. The need for easily accessible life insurance solutions has never been clearer as people look to mitigate mounting uncertainty.
Ensuring your financial house is in order can provide some peace of mind during an otherwise turbulent time. Life insurance can be a purchase that doesn't break the bank, but keeps people protected from facing serious financial hardship.
Whether you prefer to research and shop online or speak with a financial professional, if you don't already have life insurance, you should consider learning more about how the appropriate coverage can benefit you and your loved ones.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com. Now you're in the know from Prudential.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. About 20 years ago, the first drug to treat erectile dysfunction was approved by the FDA, with about half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70 experiencing some level of erectile dysfunction. That was good news for a common problem. But
before we even talk about medications, we should first talk about lifestyle changes.
Why? Because if there is a blood flow problem to the penis, Dr. Tobias Kohler says there is likely a blood flow problem to the heart.
The blood vessels that feed the penis are about 2 millimeters in diameter, and the blood vessels in the heart are about 4 millimeters in diameter. So whenever you have problems with blood flow to areas, the penis will act first because the vessels are smaller.
And one of the best ways to combat both is to exercise and eat healthy.
If you lose weight, if you quit smoking, if you have a slimmer waistline, your penis will be better.
And your heart as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Don't forget about our podcast, the most recent Good Day Health podcast. Well, actually, there are two of them that I think you'll find. They're all important, and they all answer questions that you may have, and they're all outlined. If you go to the archives, gooddayhealthshow.com, you'll see them all with a slug that explains what the basic core conversation is in each one, even though we go through lots of information. The most recent one is a focus on Ken telling us the CDC says we'll have a vaccine by late October. And now maybe they've changed their mind. We'll have to check that out. And then we also have a discussion on one of the most recent podcasts about sexual activity, requiring face masks, that sort of thing. Check it all out. Get the information. Help yourself. All these studies, all these reports, all this info, they're all there at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Again, the podcast address, gooddayhealthshow.com. So the clotting factor, we're sort of on to that, and I made a comment, you know, how amazing, how miraculous, and people who don't believe in a higher power, man, when you listen to Ken and other good doctors explain how your body works, it's nothing short of a miracle or amazing. And I would think in all the years you've been in medicine, Ken, you've seen some pretty miraculous, amazing things that you might have even gone, how did that happen?
I have, and that's what keeps me fascinated about it.
Yeah.
We were talking about this report this week about elevated blood clotting factors, this article in the Journal of Hematology this week. And what I was trying to say is how unique COVID-19, a virus, is, that it can cause blood clots, that can lead to paralysis, stroke, heart attacks, and even death. This is unusual for a virus to also do all of this. Part of it's from the excess inflammation that it causes in the body. And the observation was that one of our blood clotting factors, this factor 5, is elevated, is noted in the infections we get from COVID-19. This actually took place in a hospital in your backyard, Massachusetts General Hospital, MGH, and this may have something to do with it. But in the big picture, it just points out this is a very unusual virus, that it affects not only as a respiratory virus, your lungs for bad infections, which we expect, but it also has overwhelming effects on making your protective part of your body, your inflammation, your part of your body that helps fight foreign bodies and viruses, it makes it way overreact, so it starts attacking the body, and it also makes the clotting system of your body, which is supposed to protect you from not bleeding to death, it makes it overreact so that you clot and clog up the circulation from head to toe.
Complicated, but yet pretty simple under the circumstances. All right, moving along to the next item here, a study that supports donor plasma. And this is, I don't know, is this the opposite of what we were just talking about with the blood clotting thing? How does this relate to what we were just saying?
Well, this relates to the fact that it has been controversial about whether giving to those who are in the hospital ill with COVID-19 the plasma from people who have previously had COVID-19 and survived and done well, the thought being that if you transfer plasma from a prior survivor, in the survivor's plasma are antibodies selective to the virus because they survive. Their immune system produce new antibodies against the virus, allowing them to survive. Giving the plasma to a current acutely ill person would help them get over it. And this has actually helped in the past in other infectious disease issues. And this idea was tried, and it got mixed results. But there's this new study which is actually giving us some hope that this is an effective thing to do. And I think there is some benefit to doing this, especially in those in the hospital severely ill with severe COVID-19.
We still have some more to pursue in terms of information about COVID. My gut tells me that we are on the downhill side of this, but yet there still are going to be problems in how to deal with them. And you got to wonder whether sort of the public sector is handling it the best they could. It's easy to criticize, easy to complain, but this is something, because of the mutations, it's probably hard to keep up with. We're trying to keep up with all the COVID info. That's why I suggest you stick around. More coming up. The second half hour of this weekend's Good Day Health, the part of this of the weekend broadcast, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Florida.
Our veterans risk it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden saying President Trump should leave office now, even before Americans vote in November. During a CNN town hall last night, the Democratic presidential nominee said Trump should step down because of his poor response to the coronavirus pandemic, saying that Trump cares more about the stock market and winning re-election than he does about Americans' health. Meanwhile, Trump was at a rally of his own in Wisconsin, saying of Biden,
he's been there for 47 years. He didn't do a thing. Now, all of a sudden, in years where he was never considered smart, but now he's really not considered smart, and now all of a sudden he's going to do what he never did in 47 years.
What was Hurricane Sally heading off the East Coast now? At least two storm deaths are reported from it in Alabama and Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. And it's the 50th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. The guitar legend died of an accident. Accidental drug overdose on September 18, 1970. Some concerts previously unreleased from 1970 can be heard in a new documentary that's coming out this November. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Second half hour now, continuing with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in Florida at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. Again, you can reach out to them anytime for either an in-person consultation, telemedicine. You can always get answers to Ken's questions. We have Ken's questions being answered later on in this half hour, as a matter of fact. But the number at Lake Cardiology, for your discretion, 352-735-1400. I suppose we could say this program is brought to you in part by COVID-19, because that's the big kahuna. Now, good news, I suppose. It depends on how you wrinkle this up, but there's a study out about young people who are passing and what really is the story with them as to why they're leaving us?
Well, fortunately, to be a young person and to expire from COVID-19 is rare. And the CDC reported on this small group of people that even among this very small group of people, 75% of them had underlying conditions. And the underlying conditions that they had, you want to make a guess about the underlying conditions of the small group of young people?
Well, is it the same as adults? Diabetes, well, overweight, that well, sort of stuff?
Those are very good guesses. The most common was asthma.
Really?
Second was obesity. Third was neurological and developmental disorders. And fourth, interestingly, was cardiovascular conditions. So these are people most likely who have inherited abnormalities of structure of the heart. And that's the group. So interestingly, fortunately, a death of a young person from COVID-19, rare, much more likely from flu, a death from flu of a young person than from COVID-19. And then most of them have some underlying chronic disease. The reason why this is helpful is because we can protect most of the young, small number who are at risk of severe illness, and maybe the rest of the well kids could go back to school.
Well, certainly it's time for that, having children in school, whether it's public school K through 12 or whether it's post-secondary education. The colleges are having a really tough time with all of this. And I would be curious about your recommendation here, Ken, for the parents listening of children in college who may be exposed to this. It would seem that the most protective way to handle this would be to keep all the kids in college and not send them home.
Absolutely.
Send them home, right?
Absolutely. From a public health perspective, common sense, with this virus, which is much more deadlier in the elderly, the last thing you want to do is send college kids home who fortunately have a very minimal amount of illness after they get positive with the virus. You want to just keep them where they are in isolation until they're no longer infectious, not send them home to the older people, parents and grandparents who potentially could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19. Not a smart thing.
No, not at all. But the risk, by heavens, when you think about the restaurants.
And they've already paid the dorm fee or their rents. They might as well just stay there.
Yeah. No, but that just seems like common sense. But the helicopter parents all over, I got to get my son home so I can take care of him. No. That's not the smart thing to do, it would seem. All right. So, next up, having to do with COVID, is the prediction. I don't know where you got this info from the CDC, who I think in the last or recent edition here of our Good Day Health Show and in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, prepare for a vaccine by October. Okay, so it's now September. Maybe we'll have one in a month. Now, the CDC has come out this week with something that's very confusing, suggesting, but I guess you got to read the small print, that it might not be till the second quarter of next year that we have a vaccine. So what changes in a week or is it just interpretation of the data?
Put all that in bigger context. What's going on is that there's definitely three companies right now, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Pfizer, who are laid deep into the final innings, stage three of showing that the vaccine is safe and effective. And nobody should worry about any political pressure to put out a vaccine that isn't safe yet, because the way this whole thing works, there are these safety monitors when you do something like this who are not political. You could never get to them. They live for detail. They live for making sure that this is something that's safe, and they get, you know, they get extra credit for discovering something unsafe and then kiboshing it. As you've seen in the last few weeks, AstraZeneca actually stopped their process because there was an illness, and when you have 30,000 people in a trial, someone may get sick unrelated to the vaccine or related to the vaccine, and their whole process was stopped. So if one of these three get to the finish line and is approved ultimately by the FDA, it's going to be a safe vaccine because the process is independent of politics, and the FDA, which has shown itself to be independent of politics, may I bring up hydroxychloroquine, which you, Doug Steffen, was probably were one of the first people on air to even mention its effectiveness. But the FDA has shown that it's not sensitive to politics. So there probably will be, in October or November, the end of phase three in one of these trials of the 30,000 people. And I would predict there probably will be a safe and effective vaccine. But initially, it's going to be given out not to everybody. As it's available, there'll be a list. The elderly will get it, those with chronic illnesses like
that's
we just
appropriate. Covered. Those are the ones who should get it first.
And those of us who are on the front lines taking care of patients. And then it will be distributed. And by first quarter 21, whoever wants the vaccine will be able to get one. So it'll be distributed probably October, November, December will be the first people getting them, and then there'll be an order of who gets it and by need, and then easily by first quarter 2021, there'll be so much vaccine around. If you want one, anyone who wants one will be able to get one.
I'm predicting that by Christmas time, we'll be talking about a lot more than just this.
That is correct.
Something
I would sign up for that prediction.
Yeah, I think we're going to be moving on. Hopefully, we're not going to still be arguing about the election. And the fires will be gone, and we won't have been hit by the asteroid, and things for 2021 will be looking up. Right now, as we continue to pursue what's good in your health and what the information leads you to believe, Dr. Ken is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Since Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally, without drugs, without stimulants whatsoever, the initial onset of benefits can vary depending on how big you are and how much of a problem you have. But you will be, in the first 4 to 6 weeks, able to see and feel a difference. Most people see side benefits as well, and that happens. That's why I stay on Calitrin, frankly, because of the side benefits. I want more collagen protein in my body because it helps with pain and injuries and that sort of thing. It's what we are built on, building blocks of life. But our body stops producing protein, as any doctor will tell you, by the time you're in your 20s. So that's why you need something like Calitrin to reinstate the presence of collagen so that your body will lose the weight slowly but effectively. What is the old expression? Slow but steady wins the race. That's what happens with top loss, known around the world for decades as the most effective and safest weight loss long-term program. I want to stay on the program just because I think it's good for you all the way around. Find out the best deals. There are some special things that are available just for DJV customers, DJV listeners. Idea of saving a little more money, some $20 off. Let's find out about that when you go to toploss.com, and make sure you use the code DJV to help you out at checkout.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Back with Dr. Ken here on the Good Day Health program. So there's an indication this week that vitamin D eliminated a lot of COVID hospitalizations. I think we may have talked about this to a point, and I wonder, because you and I have been talking about vitamin D offline as a part of what is necessary for me to maintain my health. Vitamin B, I think C, D, all of those are important. But there still is this confusion as to whether you can take as much as you want, or there is a point where you get to that you should not go over with vitamin D. And how has it been? How has it been established that it helps eliminate hospitalizations?
Well, your normal immune system seems to work better when your vitamin D level is not low. We usually think of low as under 30. So you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D not to have a low level. And that doesn't mean a little is good, too much is even better. So one of the things you might want to ask your doctor, and perhaps it may not be paid by your insurer, but you may want to ask that you get your vitamin D level checked just to make sure it's not low so that your immune system is working properly. And this puts you at lower risk for getting severe COVID-19, which is what we're all trying to avoid.
Yeah, really. Bunga bunga. The last item I have here is from the coronavirus. The indication from New York City that the lockdown reduced the spread by 70%. One would wonder if that would happen where you are in Florida, or should it be? It's personal responsibility, but I thought it was an interesting study anyway, nonetheless.
Well, yes. Lockdown is so controversial. We could spend the whole show discussing what you did. New York City may be a little bit different than other places, how tight and congested it is. But there are studies that show that the lockdown did not, in some areas, didn't affect long-term the course of it. It showed in some places it was helpful. This is really an area that's going to be debated for years. You have countries like Sweden who use face masks, social distancing, keeping the hands clean, and really didn't lock down, and they've done fairly well. So it's really hard to know. I think the face mask, the social distancing, keeping the hands clean, that's where the magic is.
Plus a vaccine that will stabilize
things. Absolutely.
Whether it's, no matter what kind of vaccine it is. And normally I'm not thrilled with vaccines. I think I have a good immune system, but I think a lot of people who have even built up their immune system, I just want to see this thing gone. And the quicker and the better and the faster and the safer that you can dismiss it, you know, that's the thing for us to hopefully focus on. But as I say, promising in the future we are going to talk about more of this. I keep saying that, and I find it hard to get into some of the other things. But Coming up now, as a matter of fact, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida, to answer some of your questions. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the questioner. So apparently, when it comes to heart attacks, you're a cardiologist, you're around this all the time, there are different things that would maybe predispose or cause you to have the first heart attack and then the second heart attack. So what are, can you name one thing that may predispose a person to a second heart attack if he or she has already had one?
Well, there's an article this week in the European Journal of Cardiovascular Nursing about how hostility can predispose you to a second heart attack. So if you've had a heart attack, even if you haven't, anger is something, if you want to stay as long as possible on planet Earth, you have to make sure it's under control. There are appropriate times to be angry, but if you're in general angry at things a lot more than everybody else, you're at risk of having a second heart attack if you've had a first one from this new study. And my experience is you're at risk for having the first heart attack also.
So what is there? What does your body do? I'll follow up here. A follow-up question, Mr. President?
Yes.
What is it about those emotions that crank up? You know, it's the old, I call it the spirit-mind-body connection. So the mind is cranking, and the body gets the brunt of whatever evil is coming from the energy in your mind. Is that about it?
Well, it changes the hormones in the body. You know, somebody sneaks up from behind you and you startle, the fight or flight reaction, that's adrenaline in the body. And being angry just really spikes up the adrenaline, and that can lead to problems with raising your blood pressure, causing rhythm problems in the heart. Also, it increases being angry a lot, increases the inflammatory hormones in the body, which just leads to more damage to the circulation of the body, and this initial damage to the wallpaper, the inner lining of the circulation, is what is the initial step that leads to plaquing. These plaques get bigger, they rupture, you get heart attacks, you get strokes, and this is how anger contributes to that horrible, deadly process.
One of the things you asked me as part of my physical, and again, I give up on HIPAA requirements because I think people can learn. I'm happy to be a guinea pig of people learning from my experiences. You asked me a few months ago if anything shocking had happened to me in the previous year, because when I go to you for my annual cardiological review, you do ultrasounds, you do the CAT scans, you look at all the records and stuff. So you must have seen something in my heart that made you ask me the question about whether I'd had some event, because it may have triggered some little event in my heart.
Yeah, well, okay, again, giving up HIPAA, you just did that. I saw a little bit of your area of your heart not contracting normally at rest. And I was concerned that there might be some little tiny injury damage to the muscle. It just wasn't all contracting normally as it had in the past.
So would that have come as a result of some event that would have created what might have been construed as a little heart attack even if I didn't feel it?
We know that severe, overwhelming, acute mental stress can create issues of blood flow to the heart and damage the muscle.
So do those things heal if you get rid of the stress?
You can't bring back the dead. But sometimes you do improve blood flow, but what you want to do is prevent the next one.
Yeah, right. It's, listen, meditation is good, relaxation, all those things, doing things that you love, like seeing my grandson and my children. Those
fantastic.
Are a cool thing. My next question has to do with whether or not you could, you know, there's this thing about eating too many carbs. Can you eat too much protein?
Absolutely. All of us can eat too much protein, and the reason you can eat too much protein is because you can damage the kidneys where the protein is filtered through. So a good dietitian, in fact, a good physician, makes a calculation on total grams of protein per day for a patient, and we can get into the formulas if you'd like at another time, but yeah. Absolutely you can eat too much protein. If you have underlying not normal kidneys, you have to lower the daily protein even further, but based on how active you are, based on your weight, we calculate daily protein, and then we also factor based on your kidney function if we have to lower it even further.
Nine answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.